Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Well, hello there, beautiful. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. If you've been with me before and you are coming back for another episode, I am so thrilled you're here. Welcome back. It really does mean the world to me. So happy to have you back. And if you are brand new to the show, maybe you never heard me, seen me, you're like, what is going on here? I am over the moon that you're here giving this a try. And I hope you find something here for you that is supportive, useful, maybe inspiring, who knows? But I just want to send you a big hug and a round of applause for even giving it a try, right? So great to try new things and see what resonates, what feels in alignment. My show is all about supporting women who want to really reclaim their feminine, like for real, embodied, unique expression of the feminine, the sacred feminine that you came here to, you know, really create with, go through life with, dance through life with, I like to say. And this energy or this essence is as unique as your fingerprint. I think it's the missing piece for so many women because we've been conditioned out of ways of connecting with this energy, but it is your birthright. It is in you. Your inner goddess energy is in you. I promise she's in there. And this show is all about offering you tips and tools, practices, ideas that support you in connecting with this energy and really embodying this energy, because again, it's your birthright and it has everything to do with pleasure and sensuality and erotic power. It also has a lot to do with creating our lives by design from the inside out, which is what this episode specifically is about manifestation, about sex magic, which we're going to dive into here in a moment. But before we do, I want to remind you that the waitlist for my signature program, the Vital Goddess Mastermind, is open and waiting for you. And there is so much value just joining the waitlist. There's a three-part masterclass called Unleash Your Inner Goddess, which will just give you a lot to chew on if you're resonating with the content here in terms of getting an activation, a direct experience of this energy. What does it feel like in your body? Who is she? Who is this inner goddess? That's what this masterclass is all about. It's completely free by joining the waitlist. And of course, there's no obligation to join the paid program, the Vital Goddess Mastermind, by joining the waitlist. Just hop on in there. There's going to be other perks too, and other opportunities that you wouldn't receive unless you are a waitlister. So hop on in there. Link is always in the show notes. Okay, so let's dive into this week's episode. I think it's such a great time of year, at least from the Northern Hemisphere perspective. So forgive me if you're listening down under, but we are heading into spring. Right, we are. We just went through the spring equinox, Aries equinox, let's say, and it's a powerful time. And it's a time of rebirth, rejuvenation, and it's a time where the sexual energy starts to really flow in a more powerful way. So I thought it would be a great time to talk about sex magic. Right, I want to offer you a really simple ritual that can really up your abundance, really up your manifestation powers, let's say, whatever you want to create, whatever you want to manifest. This is absolutely going to serve you. And it's a very foundational practice that I share in all of the live containers, whenever I'm guiding women through an embodiment practice, embodiment ritual, we always weave this in our live sessions. I bring this into every one of our breathwork journeys. We have a breathwork membership called Shakti Core Breathwork Journeys, where I guide women through this at the end of the practice, again, to really up their radiance and their magnetic power, their manifestation power. We also always add this in what I call our temple sessions in the Vital Goddess Mastermind, where we go deeper into the sensual arts and feminine mysteries and the embodiment practices that will take you even deeper into your own embodiment of the sacred feminine. We always wrap up those temple sessions with this practice as well. So there's a lot here. So I wanted to offer this completely free for you so that you can start to really play with this and feel it come alive in your life. I always like to say the proof is in the practice. It really is. Again, as I said earlier, you getting a direct experience of this energy that is yours to claim. And so I'm calling this the Wild Abundance Manifestation Practice or Wild Abundance Sex Magic Practice. There's another nickname that we use in my work called the Fountains of Bliss. So if you are familiar with my work, that's what we're talking about here. And I'll break all that down in this episode, why we would call it the Fountains of Bliss. You'll have a clear understanding of that after listening to this episode. So I think the obvious place to begin is, what exactly is sex magic? You might be wondering, Diane, what the hell is sex magic? Or maybe you've seen various things on the internet. And again, the internet's a very big, wild west place, and there are all kinds of perspectives out there. So I just want to share with you my perspective on sex magic and why I love to share it in my work. I think it's so powerful, so potent, and a key skill that I think every woman needs to have. But I want to give you my perspective on it and maybe bust some myths that you might have in your brain about this amazing practice. So sex magic, really what it is in a nutshell, the broad stroke, if you will, is really tapping into and embodying your erotic power, your sexual energy, which is life force energy. It's creative life force energy. This is the energy that potentially can create a baby, another human. This is the energy that creates worlds. And when we are cut off from this energy, we operate at a great disadvantage, actually. And to no fault of your own, there are many valid reasons why you would be cut off from this energy, but my work's all about helping you reconnect. Anyway, using this energy in a manifestation practice is really going to take it next level, because it's really about embodied manifestation. It's really about raising your vibration, your frequency, by using the power of sensual pleasure. Does that make sense? So we know that to really become an energetic match, a frequency for whatever it is we desire, for all the good things that we want in our lives, we need to become an energetic match, right? We need to raise our vibration. And I am not about bypass. I just want to put that out there. There are times when our vibration is quite, I guess you would say, low. But there are ways to work with that, to turn it around and to really use it in service to our desire and our passion, which is really the state we want to be in when we're working with manifestation, again, from my perspective, right? So it's not a simply heady experience. This is a full embodied experience that really will support you in becoming, you know, your most radiant and magnetic self, that high vibe version of you, like for real, not a fake one, not putting like a happy face sticker on something here or doing a fake smile and pretending or doing some affirmations that don't feel real to you. To me, sex magic is maybe the missing piece for most people in manifestation practice, and maybe why it doesn't work the way they want it to is because unless you have that embodied sense and unless you have the skill to run pleasure through your system, again, you're going to be working at a disadvantage. And there are ways that you can do that. And this is this wild abundance practice that I'm going to share with you totally free is going to support you in that big time. It really is about using, you know, what you have inside of you already and intentionally working with it, combining with a desire so that you can really up-level your manifestation game. So a common question I get about sex magic is, do I need a partner to do this? Absolutely not. In fact, I would recommend starting with a solo sex magic practice. I think that's the best way, getting comfortable with this energy, doing some healing work you need to do to really work with any kind of blocks you have, emotions that need to be felt. Really best if you can do this as a solo practice. Doesn't mean you have to go it alone. You can join me in community and we can work with this together for sure. But I really feel to have this really root in your body and your nervous system, the best way is to start with just yourself and with other women in community, right? Or maybe just completely by yourself. Once we bring in a lover, it can really complicate things, right? They have their own desires, their own energy. So really great to get in the hang of it and really get that, I like to say, visceral proof of it for yourself so that you have that solid confidence when you do want to bring a lover into this. And of course, that could take it to another level. However, the intimacy level, the communication level, the connection level that would really be necessary to have in place for it to work well as a coupled practice, that takes time to cultivate. Maybe you're already there and you want to do that, fine. You'll see really clearly how this can really translate. And I'll speak to this in the free offer, how this can translate into a partnered practice. But you do not need a partner. That's so important to get. You could do this the rest of your life as a solo practice. And in fact, I did this for quite a while as a solo practice before I brought it into, and even then, occasional partner practice. I love my solo practice. I feel like that's when I can really get clear, and I'm kind of a sensitive person energetically. So it's really nice to just be in my own energy field. And I feel like it has a lot of potency that way. So another question I get a lot is, do I need to get naked? Valid question. And we're working with sexual energy, so one would think, but you don't. Absolutely not. And the practice I'm going to share with you here, the Wild Abundance practice, you absolutely, this is hands-free. You don't even have to put your hands on your body unless you really want to. But you can really get deep with this practice. Again, just fully clothed and hands-free and just working with the breath, working with imagery, working with your intention and your attention, right? Some mindfulness practice. And once you start to really feel energy flowing, you'll see what I mean, right? And then, of course, once you get the hang of this, you can take it deeper with deeper erotic practices, any practice that's going to raise the energy, raise the erotic energy, of course, is going to strengthen the practice. But I wouldn't start there in the beginning because it could be too much for your nervous system. You want to really get in the habit of working with your sexual energy, cultivating it, and what we call sublimating it, moving your energy, circulating your energy in your body in more of a PG way, if you will, rather than going into the full force of the deeper orgasmic practices that we do, you know, say in the jade egg practice and things like that. It's really, I would say, highly advisable to start with just working with your energy. Again, clothes on, hands free, so that you can just get accustomed to how your energy feels and how to move it through your body, and so that you can create that safety in your nervous system and really strengthen your capacity to hold pleasure in your system. This is the foundation of this practice, is really, really training yourself to hold the frequency of pleasure in your system. And that's where the magic happens, the sex magic happens, because the more you can hold it and feel comfortable with it, the more powerful it is going to be in your manifestation. And let's face it, in every society I know of, it's like we have a very unhealthy relationship to our sexual energy. And quite often we have conditioning that we need to get rid of it, right? Get it out of our bodies, that it's like stressful to hold this energy in our systems and we need that pressure release. And I'm not making that wrong. Stress relief, sex and self-pleasure practices can be a wonderful stress maintenance for yourself. But this is not that. This is about cultivating this energy and allowing it to build power and building the strength in your system where you can hold this power. And this is your birthright. This is something that most likely you've been conditioned out of. And there can be shame here, of course. There can be trauma here, of course, that can block this. But over time, when you start to work with this in a gentle way, what happens is this energy is an elixir. It's a healing elixir. It will start to dissolve shame. It will start to dissolve any blocks you have and start to heal you from the inside out. So although it's a manifestation practice, it's also a deeply healing practice to help you dissolve anything that's blocking your bliss, your ecstasy. Again, that's your birthright. Okay, so now I want to walk you through the four steps of this practice, Wild Abundance, this amazing sex magic practice that I hope you want to take on a regular basis. It will change your life and really support you in designing your life from the inside out. So the very first thing, of course, is probably obvious. You need to get clear on what it is you want. And this can be a step, like a capital S step for a lot of women. What is your desire? What is the desire that you want to work with in this practice? And again, for many women, they could feel cut off from that because we're cut off from our feminine and we're cut off from the massive intelligence of our emotional guidance system. We've never been taught how to work with something that I call emotional alchemy. And for that, we want to really get in touch. If you're struggling with, what is it I want? You want to get in touch with your dark feminine or your dark goddess energy. And I call this falling in love with the dark goddess. I have a whole masterclass on this. So if this is something you struggle with, that's where you want to be. I'm going to offer you a discount code if you want to take that masterclass. It's incredible. I just taught it live last night in my community in the Vital Goddess Mastermind. And it was so powerful. It's so beautiful to see these women literally alchemize stuff right in front of my eyes and get really clear on their desires, right? By coming in through their complaint. And this comes from something a teacher shared with me very early on in my journey. She said to me, "Diane, rage is passion without a place to play." And when you think of that in terms of manifestation and say emotional scale, right? The energy of rage, it can feel powerful and it can be powerful if we learn how to metabolize it properly. Rage in and of itself, where we're lashing out at other people, or even worse, lashing out at ourselves, we internalize it, is very destructive. And it's actually a very low vibrational energy. And it can really impale us and get us stuck and really not put us into alignment of what we really want. Passion, on the other hand, is, gosh, on the emotional scale, I looked this up with Abraham Hicks. Esther Hicks has an emotional scale that she uses. Number two. So it's right beneath all the things that we think like love, embodied love and peace, all of those really high vibe emotions. Passion, surprisingly, to me, it was surprising. Number two, right? And passion is something we can access when we learn to work with our complaint, our rage. So one way you can do this is kind of a hack for you. Really take a look at or feel into, maybe journal. This is what we do in the masterclass. We journal on, you know, what it is that is our chief complaint. So you could pick anything, right? I'm sure you've got a lot to complain about. You know, most women do. But you want to pick one of those and really mine the desire beneath the complaint. These are going to be your most powerful desires. These are going to be perhaps your true north. This has been so powerful for me. Another teacher of mine said, you know, under every complaint is a desire. The stronger the complaint, the stronger the desire. And let's be honest, this can really bring up some of our core childhood wounds, right? And there can be a lot to work with in terms of alchemy there. So for example, if you have a complaint that say betrayal comes up a lot in your life, you just are really triggered when you feel that feeling of being betrayed, of being mistreated by someone, that might stem from a childhood wound. I mean, I don't want to open up a wound here, but you know what I mean? It's like that energy. But however, when we start to really feel into, okay, yeah, that happened, and we're just running on that energy, again, it might be resentment, it might be anger, it just might be a deep grief or sadness that's generated from that. But if you can just for a moment give yourself some space to feel into what's the desire beneath that complaint, kind of using that to alchemize your, say, let's just take rage, for example, into passion. Another way to say this is, say if you've kind of really toughened up as a young kid, and like I did, really tomboy energy, and through the energy of resentment, you know, wanted kind of more of a revenge around something, right? That can really get us trapped in this cycle where our energy is stuck and trapped. However, if we can work with that and really feel into, okay, I know what I'm fighting against. See, this is how the universe works, right? When we fight against something, we never get anywhere. We want to change the conversation instead of like, what am I fighting against? What do I want to fight for? What do I stand for? And you can see how this can lead into a deeper unfolding of your purpose, right? And when you add to it the juice of your erotic power, your sexual energy, you've got a real powerful cocktail to be working with. So desire clarity is everything. And this is in and of itself a whole body of work. So again, we did this great workshop last night. I am just, you know who you are if you're listening. The women just rocked it. And it was really cool to see them get in touch with their own inner dark goddess. So this is the energy that I call my inner bitch. And you could call her Kali. You can call her dark goddess. I always encourage my clients to come up with their own nicknames for this inner dark goddess who is harboring this complaint, right? I'm sure you know who she is if you just give her some space, right? And here's the thing that you most likely were never told, that this dark goddess energy, masked as complaint, maybe chronic complaint, is really the keeper of your deepest desires, right? She's your BFF, and she also is your boundary boss. She's your inner boundary boss. So again, when you start to work with this and alchemize this energy into passion, like by just asking the question, what is it that I really friggin' want? What do I want? You know, this is coming up again and again. What is it that I want? Then this energy starts to liberate. Then it starts to move. And you start to do embodiment practices that support that I'm going to share with you. You'll start to feel what I mean. And it starts to really alchemize into serious power. So I'm pretty sure that's what you want if you are tuning into this podcast. So again, knowing what you want, desire clarity, not from a heady space, but from that more visceral of like, oh, I know what I don't want. Yep, that's pretty clear. What do I really want? When you start to work with this energy, having it circulate in your system, again, it's going to really help you kick shame to the curb. It just starts to naturally happen. Once this part of you starts to rear up, stretch out, shame just starts to naturally dissolve. If you do this as a practice, right, you want to really continually revisit this vibration of your passion, your inner dark goddess, and it will start to dissolve shame and other things that block you, and really start to dissolve fear, and also start to really dial up your radiance, your magnetic power, and really support you in creating your life. It's going to really help you create boundaries that feel easy. This is a good one to remember, because when you start to stir up and embody this energy of the dark goddess and your desire, your boundaries automatically get better without effort. And you automatically, because you're tuned into your body, find the voice, find the right tone, find the right words to speak in the moment. This is your feminine wisdom turning on, right? So when you start to, again, the proof is in the practice, you start to feel this come alive in your body. One of the things I see in my clients all the time is really quickly they get better with boundaries without having to read a book about it, without having to make themselves, you know, say certain language or whatever. It's just more like they just know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. And it's more of a frequency than the words, even though the words are important, of course, but it's more about embodying, right? I know Esther Hicks says this a lot, that words don't teach, right? It's more of your energy that you're inhabiting. And when you can inhabit your desire, your passion, your inner hungry goddess, let's say, in a way that feels good to you, it's going to feel good to other people too. It's going to feel, and if it doesn't feel good to other people, then that's their issue, not yours. And they'll probably on some level leave your life, right? Which is a good thing. So yeah, embodying that is going to help, again, kick shame to the curb and really help you create boundaries. It's also really, really great for helping heal any tendencies you may have, which we all have, I believe, for people pleasing. This is going to help you really break out of any good girl patterns that also might be blocking your manifestation. Now, that deserves its own podcast episode. I promise that one's coming soon. But really, when you start to embody your passion, give that rage a place to play, this is a natural occurrence that happens when you bring it into embodiment practice. So step one, you got to know what you want. Desire clarity is gold. Step two is you want to embody the frequency of already having it. Now, if you've played with manifestation before, I'm sure you've done this on some level, but basically it's using the power of your imagination to bring yourself into a state of already having whatever it is. And the sky's the limit here. Whatever it is, you want to really feel into the emotions. The emotions are gold. Again, I'm so into the power of emotion. You could probably tell. But feeling those elated, elevated emotions that you know you would experience by having it. And I know you have a powerful imagination. You just have to maybe reconnect with it and allow this to come alive in your body, you know, as a frequency. You want to be able to do that. You want to get really good at it. So step two, again, you want to embody that frequency of already having it. And really making that kind of your new normal. So step one, desire clarity. You got to know what you want. Step two, embodying the frequency of already having it. It's already yours. And step three, this is where the sex magic piece comes in. We want to start to generate some turn on, some pleasure, some sensual pleasure. And as I said earlier, you don't have to get naked and this could be totally hands-free. We're going to be using a breathwork practice called yoni breathing. Basically, just as it sounds, you're going to breathe into your yoni. Now, yoni is the Sanskrit or yoga word for vagina, but it also represents the whole of a woman's pleasure system, her erotic anatomy. But in this case, we're going to just target on the vagina, basically breathing in and out of your vagina. So on the inhale, a great place to start is blossoming open like a flower, a lotus, a lily. We use some imagination to connect with this part of the anatomy. And on the exhale, she hugs into a bud and draws up and into the body. So in the guided ritual that I'll share with you, the Wild Abundance Ritual, you'll see we start out by just breathing like that. So you can just generate some movement, some pleasure, some good vibes going on. And you're really starting to cultivate, again, the energy of that, you know, sexual energy, the erotic essence in a very kind of mellow way, a way that you can really embody it and it's not going to feel like too much. That's really important, especially in the beginning. So you just want to start to generate that gentle turn on, that sustainable turn on that's going to feel very comfortable for your nervous system. And then at some point, you're going to see me guide you into something called reverse breathing, where we start to suck energy up through the yoni as if she's like sucking through a straw. And then we begin to move this energy up the core channel. So basically the cultivating this energy through breath and through subtle movements of the pelvis, this is really important because again, this is where it becomes sex magic and this is where it's going to really bring your manifestation to the next level. And then finally, in step four, we start to move this energy or sublimate this energy up your core channel. Now, this is an energetic channel that runs from your perineum all the way through your crown. So it's at the center of your body. It's not your spine. That's a different practice. But this goes right up through the core channel and out the crown of your head and even into your aura. So another nickname for this practice is Fountains of Bliss. So you'll hear me refer to this energy like an energetic fountain. And there are basically three fountains within the body and one externally into the aura. So we start to suck this energy up into the first fountain, which is basically the whole pelvic region. Then we move the energy up to the heart. And you could feel this energetically when you start to work with this. It starts to really move up and you'll start to feel all of that love that you have really juicing up the erotic energy. It's really harmonizing this energy, making it more powerful and making it more easy to embody.
And
we continue to move this energy up the core channel, through the throat, up into the third eye or the pineal gland, this amazing gland that sits in the center of your brain up here. It's about the level of your, a little above your eyebrows, but in the center of your brain. And this will turn on, again, your spirit, your intuition, and really get everything on board. So we have these three treasures from the Taoist perspective, our spirit, our love, and our erotic power. So this will start to really harmonize all three of these treasures. So everything's on board, turned on, and you could feel that deeper sense of embodied pleasure that feels good. And then finally, I invite you to take the energy up to the crown and even out the crown as if you have a whale spout, like a whale in the ocean. At the crown, I know it sounds weird, but come out of the crown of your head and into your aura, right? Your energetic field about an arm's distance away in every direction. So again, we're cultivating this energy, the pleasure, moving it up the core channel. It's infusing all of you, harmonizing all of you. So everything is in alignment, and then out into your aura so that you can really be bathed in this bubble of bliss, right? Of ecstasy, of your erotic energy. And then when we pull in your desire that you're working with, again, that frequency of already having it, and these two get to meld together, you just have, again, this really powerful manifestation practice that's going to feel good to do, right? You can just feel it in your body. It's going to really, again, dial up your radiance, your magnetism, really put you into a deep alignment with your feminine creative power. So that's basically it. That's the springtime sex magic ritual that I wanted to offer you. And again, I have the whole thing laid out for you, a guided meditation so that you can really get this. And once you do the guided meditation a few times on your own, you'll just intuitively get it. You'll know it. You'll have it in your repertoire so that you can start to really create from a more embodied place, really fueled by this creative life force of your sexual energy, your pleasure. And again, this is sex magic. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikaur.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.